Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by thesoberclub.com. I'm Genuinely Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quitlet authors, and sober heroes. Hi and welcome to the festive podcast. Whenever you're listening to this, I'm guessing probably not Christmas Day, but if you are, then happy Christmas. I'm guessing you're listening to the Queen's speech, said a few times, don't know where she's going to start this year. Maybe you're listening to this after Christmas or ahead of New Year, but I just wanted to just pop in and share a few thoughts, really, across this kind of holiday period. I think some of these things can be the kinds of things that crop up a lot. One of my clients recently said to me, I've ditched the booze. It was ages ago. I'm doing really well. But I'm meeting up with family, you know, over the Christmas period. And I've been thinking, I've had this voice in my head that says, shall I just have one? And I've seen this kind of question come up so many times. It comes up on the Sober Club, on our community. I have people say this to me. I had a text from a friend as well who hasn't drunk in, I think she's, I don't know, something like 2 months. And she said, you know, she's just absolutely over the moon with how she feels. The benefits have been amazing. But then she said at the bottom of the text, I might have a glass of champagne at Christmas. Who knows? And of course, I couldn't not challenge her on that. So I had to kind of say, why? Why will you do that? And I don't think she'd even challenged herself. I don't think she'd actually asked herself that question. But clearly there was this little voice in her head. So when I then did challenge her, she sort of admitted, well, yeah, I've just got this voice in my head saying it might be nice, you know, as it's Christmas. And it's so fascinating, these thoughts. They are just thoughts, but by the time you actually voice them, by the time you say them out loud, as it were, or you act on them, of course they are voices. They're voices that you've been hearing repeatedly in your head for a long time. No one ever relapses, in inverted commas, I hate that word, but, you know, goes back to drinking without some thought. There is always some thought. There's always something that starts that process off, something that trips you up, as it were. You don't just literally fall over a drink in the kitchen and end up drinking it. There's always been a lead up to it. It's just that often we don't notice. But this concept of the addictive voice, I find it fascinating. I've spoken quite a lot about it because, you know, when I was drinking, I'm 3 years, by the way, and oh my goodness, in a few days, I've completely forgotten. But when I was drinking, I used to actually be quite concerned about this voice in my head. I would know that I didn't need another drink. I'd had two, three maybe, but I'd hear a definite voice in my head telling me to go and have another one. It was almost like a voice was compelling me to choose to take another drink. It was very, very real, this voice. And it was, if I'm honest, it was a bit spooky. I remember actually going to see a therapist once, who was also a spiritual healer. And I mentioned it to her, and we were having this discussion about whether I might be possessed. Because, you know, there is a reason that alcohol is called spirits. We'll cover that another time. But what was amazing for me was once I'd finally ditch the booze, I found that fabulous book, you know, by Jack Trimpe, the Rational Recovery book, which is all about the addictive voice technique. And I suddenly realized, hold on, this is a thing. The addictive voice is a thing. It's not just me possessed. Of course, the fabulous author and sober pen pal Belle, some of you know of Belle's work, she was a guest on my podcast last year. She calls the voice Wolfie. That's what, you know, a lot of people call it Wine Witch, of course, but she calls it Wolfie. And I'm pretty sure that she chose that name because it relates to that proverb. I'm sure you know that story. There's even a podcast based on it, isn't there, called The One You Feed. It's the little boy who says to his Cherokee grandson, inside your head, you have two wolves. You've got an angry wolf who wants to bring you down, full of lies, greed, nastiness. And the other is the good wolf, full of love and hope and empathy and joy. And there's this fight going on within you. with the two wolves. And then, of course, the boy thinks and asks the grandfather, well, which one wins? And the grandfather says, the one you feed. So it's all about feeding your good wolf. It's about feeding the good part of your brain. And of course, we all hear that bad wolf, you know, that voice from time to time. We hear it loud and clear. We hear the wine witch telling us, you know, particularly near the holidays, as my friend did, you know, it's Christmas. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice just to share a glass of, you know, a bottle of champagne with someone? Wouldn't it be nice to celebrate? Because you deserve it. You know, it's New Year coming up and you need to relax. You've had such a year. You know, man, after a year like this, do you need to drink? But once you've really noticed the voice, when you notice it, it starts to lose its power. And as I've spoken about before, Jack Trimpey, who I mentioned, I think he was a US social worker, and he was way ahead of his time. He wrote Rational Recovery in the late 80s, I think it was, early 90s. And the addictive voice recognition technique that he coined, the AVRT, it was a game changer for many people who previously had only had Alcoholics Anonymous to look to, you know, if they had an addiction. And, you know, we forget that it's only in relatively recent years that we've realised what we now know about neuroplasticity, about the brain's ability to grow and change. And what Jack was talking about was the primitive animal brain, the part of the brain that is there for survival. And it likes us to do what we've always done, and it forms conditioned responses. And of course, they're the conditioned responses that can become addictive. So when we hear that voice, when we crave alcohol or sugar or any other destructive behaviours, we're doing it for our short-term reward. Now, Jack calls that the beast brain, right? And then the other part of the brain, where we have the frontal lobes, it's much more rational and it controls our thoughts and our planning. And if we're not overruled by the addictive voice in the animal part of the brain, then the front part of the brain can allow us to be a bit more rational, put aside immediate gratification so that we can think about more long-term goals, so that we can focus on the self-care. And, you know, you might say the frontal lobe part of the brain is the real you. So Jack Trimpey's AVRT technique teaches people to distinguish the voice of the beast brain and distinguish it from the voice of their real self, the part of them that, you know, wants the best for themselves. And literally, we're invited, according to Jack, to talk back to the beast brain. So when you hear the voice telling you, just have one, you know, it's good for you. So fed up with these articles that still tell us that wine is good for us. It isn't. The idea is we can literally talk back and argue with it. Talk back and say, well, you can say whatever you like. If you'd like a suggestion as to what to say to the beast brain or to the wine witch, if you watch my TEDx talk, Sobriety Rocks Who Knew, there's a suggestion at the end of that TEDx talk. It's only about 12 minutes long. Just go onto Google, type Janie Lee Grace TEDx talk, and you can watch that. That'll give you some suggestions. He was ahead of his time, Jack Trimpey. There's no doubt about it. He didn't believe that alcoholism was a disease. He also suggests what we call the enemy voice recognition. And I think this is really important for all of us, whether you've been sober for ages or not. If you've chosen not to drink, if you've chosen not to eat sugar, if you've made your decision you're going to do certain things, you're going to improve your life, whatever it is for you, the enemy voice can pop up and have a conversation with us. So it's not just always the wine witch or wolfie. You know, even when we're long past those stages, we still all have, from time to time, the enemy voice. Sometimes it's the inner critic, isn't it, telling us that we're not good enough. But it's that enemy voice that actually says, you know, I'm going to dispel all of these irrational ideas. You know, I'm going to actually tell you to do something that, you know, is really not good for you. And just as we talk back to the wine witch and we talk back to the beast, of course we can defeat that enemy voice and we can dispel, you know, those irrational ideas, and we can put back the rational thoughts. And of course, as we know, it's all about questioning ourselves. So when the voice pops up that says, it's not fair, I can't drink, everyone else can, then notice it and ask yourself, is that actually true? I mean, after all, any of us can drink whatever we want to drink. Of course we can. But you've made a very sensible absolutely life-changing, amazing decision to choose not to. But when you think about it, are your friends and family really having a better time if they're drinking? Of course they're not. Of course they're not. And once you've challenged the thought, once you've confronted the beast, the next step is to ask yourself, what is it that I'm really looking for here? What am I hankering after? It isn't actually toxic liquid, is it? Of course it isn't. I often say to clients, you know, if I handed you a crappy little cracked plastic cup with some really warm, horrible, cheap wine, you know, would that feel great? Of course it wouldn't. Actually, what you really want is to, you know, you're looking for something aspirational. You want to feel a certain way. It's not really about the liquid. It's that you've made those associations that liquid makes you feel a certain way. But look at what the feeling is that you're wanting. Is it that you want to feel more relaxed? Do you want to feel more chilled? Do you want to feel more energized? I mean, it is bizarre that we believe that alcohol can do absolutely everything. But the point is, in your brain, you've made those associations that alcohol can do all of that stuff for you. It can't. The emperor isn't actually wearing any clothes. It's just an illusion. Once you grasp that, you can recognise, okay, what do I really want? Maybe it's the sweetness in your life. You know, I interviewed Helena Kavan on alternatives to sugar. We were looking at what we can put in place, you know, when we want to ditch sugar. So many people ditch the booze and then they realise, okay, I got another addiction going on here. What is it we really need to have instead of sugar? And Helena was saying that, yeah, there are sugar alternatives. Of course there are. There are healthier versions of sugar that we can have. But is it really that we're craving sweetness? It's not actually food at all. It's sweetness in our life. And you know, that can be an interesting one, because some of us have not addressed in as long as we can remember what sweetness we actually have in our life. I asked a client, she was telling me all about her work and how busy her life is, and she makes sure she goes to the gym and she's quite disciplined and all of that, and it's all laid out and it's all slotted into the boxes. And then I asked her what she does for sweetness, for fun, for something that really nurtures and nourishes her. And she just couldn't think of one single thing. And that's when you know the self-care is missing, because there's a big difference between actually having sweetness in your life and just going to the gym because it's something you know you must do. So ask yourself that question. And then when you know what the feeling is, what it is you're really looking for, because it isn't the toxic liquid, when you know what it is you're really looking for, then you can surf that urge. You've heard that expression before, I'm sure. Literally strengthen the muscle that enables you to just pause and get past that period and find another way of satisfying whatever that feeling is that you want to achieve. That's where you need your sober toolkit. That's where you need your little collection of amazing self-care resources that you can turn to. So if you do nothing else across this holiday period, gather your resources, gather your little toolkit of the things that help you, the things that you know make a difference. And they can be very small things, okay? Very small things. It doesn't matter what it is for you. It might just be getting out into nature, lying down for a few minutes, having a lovely bath. I don't know, listening to a podcast, listening to an interview. It doesn't matter what it is. Light a candle, create a vision board. But do something that changes your state, even if only for a short period of time, till you start to feel a little bit better. So hopefully you are going to be able to feed your good wolf. There's some food for thought there. The wolf, the good wolf, is the one you want to feed. I hope some of that's helpful for you. I hope you have a lovely holiday period, whatever you're doing across the festive season. Just a reminder that Happy, Healthy, Sober, Ditch the Booze and Take Control of Your Life, the ebook version, the Kindle and all the various ebook versions, are out on January the 1st. It's super exciting. It's been a long, well, actually, it hasn't been a long time coming. I've got it together fairly quickly, but it's been a huge amount of work. I'm so blessed that I've got some amazing experts in there. So there is a kind of a 30-day challenge. So if you are starting out, it's the perfect book for you to pre-order and get on January the 1st as a ebook. Because we talk you through the best way to recover in a healthy way, in a really healthy way. So don't just white knuckle it. through dry January, actually really put the groundwork in. And there's loads of tips and ideas and some stories from people who've been there, done it and got the T-shirt. And the second half of the book is a huge kind of treasury of lifestyle stuff, really. And that we do cover absolutely everything. So anything you've ever wanted to know really in there about nutrition, good nutrition and mindset. There's a huge amount in there around. I've got some great experts who've written about meditation and mindset and stress and creativity, relationships. There's everything in the book. I'm really proud of it. I'm so pleased that I was able to get some great people to help. So, you know, it isn't just my voice in there. And I've got a foreword by Denise Welch as well. Great that she was able to do that for me. So happy, healthy, sober, ditch the booze and take control of your life. You can order the ebook. And it comes out January the 1st, and then the paperback's out in February. If you do buy the ebook, then drop me a message, send me your receipt. I'm going to invite you to a special January webinar all about setting intentions. I thought that would be a great thing to do, because let's face it, nobody knows what the hell 2021 is going to bring. But we can set our intentions for ourselves. We can be the best version of ourselves. So let's focus on that. Don't forget, the Sober Club is open for membership. So if you want support through your sober journey, whatever stage you're at, whether you're day one, sober curious, or whether you're year six, we cover it all. We've got members right across a whole spectrum. And we are open for membership. So please do come and take a look if that resonates with you. TheSoberClub.com. Have yourself a great holiday period. I've got some great guests coming up in the new year. Make sure you reach out if you're struggling. There's always help available. You can always drop me a message as well. Make sure you follow me on social media. There's some fun pics. I've got some really fun pics to promote the book as well. If you're listening to this on Christmas Day, have a fantastic Christmas and a happy new year. I'll see you soon. I guess I should say I'll see you next year. Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by The Sober Club. Please rate and review. And if you want support, accountability and inspiration, and you want to live your best life without the booze, check out thesoberclub.com.